Welcome in to another new AMP podcast. My name is Ben DuBose, your host, and I'm the news editor with AMP Publications, where I create content for both Coding Store Magazine and Materials Performance Magazine. In today's sponsored episode, we're happy to be joined by Ian Kinnear, Product Manager at GPT Industries, and Gabrielle Gonzalez, Senior Research and Development Engineer. Based near Denver, Colorado, GPT brings over 35 years of experience as a manufacturer of sealing products to prevent corrosion threats while ensuring pipeline integrity. With deep expertise in cathodic protection and isolation, they saw an emerging need for more advanced remote monitoring capabilities within the industry. Leveraging their pipeline safety knowledge, GPT developed IsoSmart as a pioneering remote asset integrity management system. IsoSmart combines rugged field hardware with an intuitive cloud-based dashboard to automate data collection while providing centralized oversight of critical parameters such as cathodic protection levels, isolation effectiveness, bond currents, and a lot more. By enabling 24/7 monitoring from virtually any location, IsoSmart empowers pipeline operators to optimize protection, streamline compliance, and proactively schedule maintenance before hazardous incidents can occur. IsoSmart represents GPT's next evolution in innovative solutions to safeguard pipeline infrastructure integrity, both now and into the future. So let's start with this. Can each of you introduce yourselves to our audience, and can at least one of you also give us a little bit of an overview as it pertains to GPT beyond what we've described with IsoSmart?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm happy to start off, Ben. Thank you so much for that introduction. My name is Ian Kinnear. I'm a product manager at GPT Industries, and I've been with GPT since 2017, so a little over 6 years now. I started off in engineering, was an applications engineer, where we get a lot of feedback from our customers from the field and work really directly with them. I then went a little bit into the sales and then went into product management of our flanged isolation kit line, and now our new remote monitoring product line. As you mentioned, GPT is based in Denver, Colorado. That's where we manufacture, and we're the leading manufacturer of, as you mentioned, critical sealing and electrical isolation products. So flange isolation kits and monolithic isolation joints are what we've been manufacturing for quite a long time now, as you mentioned, over 35 years. So with that, I can pass it over to my colleague, Gabe, for him to introduce himself.
Yeah, thanks, Ian. Yeah, I'm Gabriel Gonzalez. Everyone calls me Gabe. But I am a senior research and development engineer. I've been with GPT Industries since 2016. So I've been within engineering that whole time, started off in applications engineering, very similar to Ian, but I ended up staying in engineering. I really enjoy the day-to-day of that, but it's been cool seeing this project come from concept to where it is now. And that's why I've really enjoyed my time at GPT. It's for that reason, as we do really cool projects on very niche areas. So yeah, looking forward to chatting more about IsoSmart.
And we've got a number of topics for the benefit of our audience. I'll just ask that each of you, whoever chooses to respond to a question, just start by saying, this is Ian, this is Gabe, just to clarify who's who, because it's not as if you both need to answer every single question. We want this to be a little bit of a roundtable format. So with that in mind, let's start at the beginning. What was the original inspiration for GPT to go into the development of these remote pipeline monitoring technologies, and what has the overall innovation process looked like?
Yeah, you bet. I can take this one. This is Ian. And kind of to give a highlight of what that looks at, GPT, we really believe that our value to the industries that we work in stems much further than simply manufacturing products. So much more than just listening to a customer, given an RFQ, providing them exactly what's on their RFQ, manufacturing that, and then stepping away. We feel that our value really stems from being a trusted advisor in the industry. So with that, we conduct trainings, we do white papers, we provide education. Really, we want to be the first call people make when they need help, when they have questions. We want to be there. And I hope that that's something we've put out into the industry, is really being that trusted advisor. And so with that mindset is what led us to the desire of providing customers even more. So even more of a deeper understanding of what's going on in their assets. What's going on when they put our products into their applications? What are our products doing? What are other things doing that they're trying to mitigate, that they're trying to understand? And we wanted to do that by providing information and data. And this came really in the form of remote pipeline monitoring. So this is kind of how we started, is just branching off further of where we wanted to be in that kind of trusted advisor role. We feel that we're always innovating. So if you see, we're always coming out with new products within our, typically within our flange isolation or monolithic isolation joint line. There's always new products that we're coming out with. We're always trying to kind of push the edge of where we're at. And by doing this, we always want to work with our customers and work with those in the field. And so that's how we really developed this, is we wanted to solve customers' problems. And we went to our customers in order to do so, really to understand what challenges are you facing and how can our knowledge and experience and expertise help with that. And that's what led us down the route of remote pipeline monitoring. I think when we started, we're probably still there, but certainly when we started, we thought we knew what we were doing and found out we probably didn't. Now we might know that we know less about what we're doing, but know a little bit more about where we're at. And so just continuing to learn every day and grow as we do and work with our customers in order to help them out as we go. And so, yeah, that's kind of the long way of kind of what inspired us to get to the point we're at right now.
Yeah. And as mentioned, you've got decades of experience when it comes to sealing and isolation products. How specifically did that level of expertise translate into what IsoSmart offers when it comes to remote integrity management capabilities?
Sure. That's exactly what you said. That's exactly how IsoSmart actually came to be. We started off by really relying on what we know best. So the world of sealing, the world of isolation. Everyone likes to sit where they're comfortable to start. And that's how we began. So we actually, to take it back a number of years ago, conducted a study and found out that within our very niche space, 25 to 50% of isolation flanges at any time were in fact not isolating. So the product that we provided, which is going into these applications for a reason, right? You don't put isolation gaskets in for no reason. They actually weren't doing what they were intended to be doing after some time for a multitude of reasons. So we were like, this is a problem, right? This is a challenge. And what we set out to do was provide users with then real-time data to say, hey, are you properly isolating? Is everything good? You're getting that data in instead of only seeing it maybe once a year or once every other year, or only when you install the product. But instead, you understand that throughout a continuous period of time with alerts being sent out if any changes occur. We achieved this. We were able to get a product that did this, brought it to our customer base. And as you quickly learned, they said, great, but here's what we want more on top of that. And so we listened to our customers. As I said, we wanted to understand what were their true challenges. This was a little tip of the iceberg, but we realized there was a lot more under the surface that we wanted to get to and understand. And so that understanding of kind of where the products go and how they work, to go back to the question, that experience and really understanding the ins and out of what that looks like is what gave us the ability to even put our foot, to even dip our toe in the space then. And then after we listened to the customer, just went back to the drawing board and really started working on the challenges that they told us that they wanted to be able to solve from our product. And it resulted in the product we have today, with capabilities to monitor just about anything now within asset protection, I would say. And if it doesn't, then we would talk to you, and maybe by next week, you know, I say that with Gabe on the line, but we'll be working on something that might, with a little branch off of that. Right. And I know we'll continue to dive into some of those things that we can do within asset protection now with IsoSmart today.
Well, let's get into specifics right here. What are the key parameters when it comes to pipeline integrity that IsoSmart is able to monitor from these remote locations?
I can jump on that one, Ben. This is Gabe. When we developed IsoSmart, we were really in the early stages of the mega rule coming out. Beyond just isolation, as Ian expanded on, that was all we were looking to monitor at first. But through this organic development, if you will, talking to customers, iteration and repeat, we came to the understanding and realization, give the customers what they want and what they need. And to us targeting the cryptographic protection world, specifically for buried pipelines, the thought was, let's develop a product that can be used by really anyone across the industry. And we thought, what do we know? CP1 to CP4 certifications in AMP or the old NACE certifications. So we distilled it down that way. And so what do you need to monitor to have an effective cryptographic protection system? Well, we didn't want to reinvent the wheel with that portion. So on potentials, instant off, bond, current, AC and DC monitoring, so forth. And as Ian mentioned, isolation. So those are the key parameters right now. But also, as Ian alluded to, it's been a fun process to get to this point because, I mean, it seems like weekly we're having conversations with adjacent market that are looking for a product that does something very similar. And it's something that we didn't even consider or even realize that was right next to us. So we're finding all these cool adjacent avenues to apply the product to beyond just oil and gas and buried metallic pipelines.
So what are the operational efficiency and safety benefits when we're talking about automating this data collection through the field hardware? What are the benefits you're getting in terms of efficiency and safety?
We want to take it step by step, if you will. So why do you need to monitor? What's the benefit of real-time monitoring and so forth? So of course, the real-time monitoring, that is to develop a picture over time of your asset. In our case, we're developing a picture of potentials, AC, DC interferences as well coming onto the pipeline. And again, we want to develop that or create this picture over time. Then that in turn then allows you to have more predictability in the future. So then you could probably guess where I'm going with that. Predictive maintenance. That's the other thing. Resource optimization, that was another parameter. Can CP technicians, can pipeline owners be optimizing their assets, their cryptographic protection assets? And it's been interesting to see how we've come across situations where people are being underprotected because they just didn't know, or we have situations where people are overprotecting and it was for the same reason, because they didn't know. And it's just bridging that gap, testing to knowledge gap, if you will. And then beyond that, just talking to customers, going out into the field, asking what are your headaches, what are your pinch points, and so forth. Data accuracy and reliability. I mean, I like to say that consistency and accuracy are two very different things. We tend to kind of bucket those into the same category, but they are two very different things. And what we realized is it's good to be one or the other, but can be consistent with one or the other. And when technicians or the methods that were being used in the field weren't consistent with either. So we realized this is giving inconsistent data as well as inaccurate data. So compiled the two together, you get essentially people didn't know what was going on. And then this is all with aims to strengthen the cryptographic protection criteria, if you will. I mentioned the mega rule. The mega rule is looking to do just that. I won't dive into the weeds with the mega rule. I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with FINSA regulations, are aware of everything that the mega rule is rolling out, but it was coupled with that. So again, taking that big picture and not just taking this as we're going to tell you what you want. It was really this whole organic iteration process that Ian mentioned, going, talking to the customer, iteration, and just back and forth. So we've been really enjoying that. I'll say I've been enjoying that. I definitely like to learn about real world applications and try to help people achieve or overcome their shortcomings, if you will, or obstacles. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, I think so. And I actually want to do a follow-up. I'm going to move forward in my notes a little bit. So you mentioned mega rule. How does ISOSMART aid in complying in a regulatory sense with the various pipeline protection and monitoring requirements. Obviously, MegaRule is one prominent example, but can you just speak broadly to the regulatory compliance angles?
Yeah, that one's still, it's a work in progress. I will say that just to be completely transparent. Why I say it's okay. A work in progress is we're realizing that we're trying to cover a broad area of the spectrum in terms of capabilities of this product. Each day is something new. We are familiar with the MegaRule, what those regulatory and compliance and the reporting requirements behind that. But that's just North America. That's here in the States, if you will. We have compliance measures in Europe. We have compliance measures in Australia. So with all that being said, what we're realizing is they're all very similar, but I don't want to say that we're going to be ready tomorrow to satisfy every regulation in different countries. We're still parsing those regulations down, distilling them down to understand them, to be able to apply them, again, this product to a broad spectrum. Ian, do you have anything to add to that?
No, I think you nailed it. And I think kind of in addition, we're looking to integrate this product into those compliance. So a lot of those compliances now, in order to meet a lot of what the MegaRule is coming out with, or a lot of the other requirements are coming out with, it takes the human element to go out and do it, right? So we want this product and our customers and other remote monitoring products to be able to integrate into this reporting and be able to provide the requirements that are needed kind of in conjunction with these regulatory compliance challenges and things that we're looking at. And so, like Gabe said, it's a work in progress. It's something we're going to continue to work on and continue to work with FEMSA and with AMP and with the regulatory bodies that where we can get to where our reporting satisfies the requirements that are needed, kind of checks the boxes that are needed. And I think that's the goal. And that's what provides customers with the information that they need as well.
Along those same lines, let's stick with the topic of end demand and what clients are needing. I know one big challenge for pipeline operators is AC interference. How does ISOSMART help with that specific issue?
I could jump on this one again. This is Gabe. Yeah, AC interference. I could talk probably all day on AC interference, and I know very little about AC interference. That's just to give an idea of how big of a monster AC interference is with pipelines. And I say that with a big smirk on my face because it has been exciting. But I mean, coming into this, developing ISOSMART and everything, I'll personally say when I saw AC interference or anything to do with AC in terms of cathodic protection and monitoring, I shied away from it because the feeling, I'd say the overall feeling towards AC interference on pipelines was like this gray area, unknown. And I still feel that way, but it's more so, okay, I'm not the only one that feels this way. Why I mention all that is AC monitoring was never, or I shouldn't say never, it was initially not in the first scope of the project in terms of capabilities for ISOSMART. But through the beta testing process and talking to customers, we realized that this is something that we're going to have to do eventually. And kind of the funny story of ISOSMART, it seems like every single time we went out to test in the field, we always had some application in mind thinking like, this is kind of a far reach for us, but we're aware it's there. And sure enough, every single time we had a customer that would take us up on doing a beta test, guess what application they had? That one application where we're like, oh, I'm not too sure if we can do this. Fast forward to where we're at now, we had a customer come in and say, we really want to monitor AC. Call us back when you have those capabilities. So we did just that. Is okay, let's tackle this beast. Let's face this beast, if you will. And I'm using these big words because I still feel like AC interference has still got this view within the industry. It's this big beast that no one quite understands. And so we took it down to what are the fundamentals. So bringing it back down to physics 1 and 2 in the engineering world, electromagnetic field, everything like that. I don't want to sound like I'm just saying buzzwords, but it was just to, we want to, okay, let's bring it back to the basics, keep it simple, if you will, and let's learn from it and keep building it. And we kept doing this iteration process, then ISOSMART, and it was just baby steps at the beginning to where we're at now. We're doing, I mean, we have a patent pending on ISOSMART specifically for its data collection and its data processing capabilities. And that's where we're really focusing the differentiation ISOSMART compared to other products, whereas everyone's monitoring and so forth, which is great. Everyone's doing a great job with monitoring. But as Ian's been mentioning throughout this interview, is GPT wants to be those go-to individuals when people have questions. So we're taking it step by step and unlocking each of these levels, if you will, for the AC monitoring piece. So the signal analysis piece, that's what we're really pushing with ISOSMART. So not only telling customers if you have AC, but then also being able to distill it down and say, okay, these are the AC signals on your line. These are the frequencies of those AC signals. That aids in the identification of the source of those AC interferences and so forth. Like in North America, we operate 60 hertz, in Europe, 50 hertz and so forth. So we start to see those trends, those harmonics and so forth in the data. And as mentioned earlier, the idea is to create this big picture, collect data, develop a picture to ultimately allow people to be proactive instead of reactive.
Right. All right. We've established some of the benefits now between operational efficiency and safety, between regulatory compliance, assisting with AC interference issues. It sounds like there's a pretty sizable market for this product. So let's get into the specifics of how it actually works. So I know ISOSMART, it's got a dashboard with some pretty intuitive features when we talk about tracking metrics, the alerts you can receive, as you referenced earlier, the reports that it can generate. How does it work? Can you walk us through what the dashboard feature is like and what it ultimately shows to a client?
The whole goal or objective with the dashboard was, again, I'm probably going to use this word too much, but keep it simple. And so the idea with the dashboard is we want it to be intuitive. We want the data to be organized in an intuitive way. The next one was easy data interpretation. We want customers or users to be able to easily interpret their data, not just look at these big line graphs or signal analyses and be able to say, okay, this is exactly what's going on. So with all that in mind, we approach the dashboard as, how do we make the dashboard a customer's easy button, if you will? They buy this product and they just hit go and it does all the thinking for them. So of course, we have the analysis aspect, but displaying that data in an intuitive way, when customers first log in, they're met with a map showing the locations of all their assets and then showing them the status of the alarms. So we have pins on those locations. Those pins change color. That was a first. Okay, how do I make this quick and easy for someone to do a quick assessment of their assets? That was a quick visual, pass-go kind of failure type approach to it. And then you could distill it down, your data even further, not only seeing all your assets, but then you could organize assets, devices. You could organize your devices, whether it's monitoring a bond, isolation, a test point, and we're going to continue adding on categories for ISOSMART. So not only do we have that organization for different categories of installation applications, if you will, then each device, you could dive into the data further, of course. Everything's being sent to a cloud dashboard, being saved, and so forth. Data is being backed up to external servers. So we have cold storage and hot storage. These are more buzzwords than anything for the data world. But again, the whole goal of that dashboard was to make it easy and not intimidating. That was my main thing that I kept in mind when talking with customers and so forth, is how do I make this approachable for anyone, no matter where they're at in the industry, and whether it's not in oil and gas industry, telecommunications, stuff like that. So again, breaking it down to its fundamentals, understanding it there allows us to be able to process the data, metabolize it, if you will. The better we understand it, the better teachers we're going to be.
Yeah, I think that's crucial because obviously you need your products and services to be user-friendly. It's so easy in this marketplace for an end user to be overwhelmed by the sheer volume of data. So that simplification of it is really important.
Yeah.
What are the ways that this is different relative to other offerings on the market? Because obviously there's plenty of providers of remote monitoring units, be it competitors to IsoSmart or just the broader RMU industry. What is distinctive about this offering? I think the simplification of data is obviously part of the answer and showing it to people in an actionable way. But beyond that, what are some of the other things that are distinctive about what you're taking to the marketplace?
Yeah, and I can take this one. And this is Ian again. And I think you nailed it, Ben. In talking with a lot of our customers, it's actually something that just came up just a couple weeks ago. We were talking with someone and we've heard it now time and time again that there's a sense of RMU fatigue a bit in the industry. And so, you know, everyone wants to get into this space. We understand that data is the new money. Data is the new currency. And what we've learned is that, you know, data is just data if there's nothing else that goes to it, right? You can get right. as much data as you want and it doesn't actually mean anything. And so we feel that when there's no interpretation, no analyzing that goes into it, you're just dumping data onto customers and that doesn't really do anything. So as you mentioned, what we're trying to do kind of now from a service side of differentiation is provide a deeper understanding of what's going on in their system. So again, there's going to be full access for a customer to review and see their data on their own. But GPT is also going to provide a level of reporting to a customer where that data is going to be analyzed. That data is going to be interpreted and sent to a customer in an effort for understanding what's actually taking place. So the goal is to be able to act upon this data. So to actually understand. Yep. And that's how we really want to, you know, help overcome that RMU fatigue, that data fatigue. You're just thrown with so much data. Is actually right. providing here's what it means from our end with a report out and not just leaving you on your own, but being yep. there. Like you said, I think there's a lot of really great offerings on the market right now. You know, everything's trying to make all our professionals' lives easier. Everyone's trying to solve problems, and I think we're really doing that. You know, technically, as Gabe said, I think because of some of the sampling rates within the IsoSmart platform, we're able to monitor some unique aspects of an asset that haven't traditionally been monitored and understood before. Really where it comes from is that AC analysis that I think we've talked about a multitude of times today, really being able to differentiate AC from DC, provide the magnitude of that AC, the frequencies from where that AC is coming from, all in an effort to mitigate that moving forward. And tying it back to what I was saying before, being able to do that in a digestible way, saying, here's what we're seeing, here's the data, here's what it means, here's how you can actually use it, here's something you can do to mitigate that. So really working in that way. And I think that's where our differentiation comes from. Again, we want to be that trusted advisor. We don't just want to sell you the unit. We don't just want to leave you out, sell you a unit and then say, good luck, here's the data. We want to dig into it and be there every step of the way to help out, understand, move forward mm-hmm. on it. So I think that's what our goal is of having that differentiation on the yep. technical side and on the service side of helping our customers out.
All right. So the last question I've got, we've talked a lot throughout this episode about the present, about the needs in the marketplace now and how GPT and IsoSmart are attempting to fill those, to meet clients where they are and give them the solutions they need. What does the future look like, be it for this service or something totally different? When we talk about remote asset integrity monitoring moving forward, what does the future look like? What is GPT emphasizing as you guys try and build your future pipeline, if you will?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I like that future pipeline, no pun intended there.
Yeah, exactly.
I could take this one. This is something Gabe and I talk about all the time. So it's exciting. And Gabe, jump in whenever you feel, because this is really the question, right? It's the question of where are we going to go? What's the next step? And I think what we talk about a lot is specifically with remote asset integrity monitoring and remote monitors in general. Like we just said, there's RMU fatigue, right? There's so much data out there. There's so many different places to monitor, to understand, to put a remote monitoring on, to have all these different platforms where the data goes. And so I think what comes to my mind first is really making a true ecosystem of all of these things together, working together, being together to give you that true understanding of what's going on in your system as a whole, and not just have one RMU measuring this here, one doing this here, leak detection here, but truly integrating it into an ecosystem and making it a whole for customers. I think that's the next step in really making data actionable, easily understood, workable for our customers. And that's where I know we would like to go and continue on, is just building out that ecosystem, working with others, developing more products within ours, and really growing it that way.
Awesome insight there from Ian Kinnear, product manager at GPT Industries, as well as Gabe Gonzalez, senior research and development engineer. Guys, for anyone that wants to learn more about GPT or you guys, or perhaps if they want to get in touch, what's the best way that they can reach out or learn more about what you all have going on?
Yeah, I think our website is probably the best place to start, which is gptindustries.com. There you'll be able to see all of our product offerings, all of our contact information. We within that, if you go to products in the remote monitoring section within IsoSmart, you can actually book a product demonstration there. 30 minutes. If you can't tell by talking to Gabe and I, 30 minutes typically turns into an hour. But 30 minutes, you can get on our schedules. You'll get both of us, and we can talk about really anything you want. But the intent is to teach you more about the ins and outs of IsoSmart, actually show you some of the results, show you the dashboard, show you some of that reporting that we talked about, understand the outputs that you'd be looking for. So I think that'd be the best way to get in contact with us specifically on this product, is you'll be able to book directly onto our calendars through our bookings portal on gptindustries.com. And yeah, you get us and we're happy to talk about anything, any unique applications or challenges that you have, or just learn more about IsoSmart as a whole. We'd love to be able to do that and connect with you. It definitely excites us. That's how I want to fill my day. So any opportunities to do it, I think that would be the best way in order to learn more, get in contact, and see if we can help you with anything, any challenges that you have.
All right, that will do it for today. For Ian Kinnear and Gabe Gonzalez, I'm Ben Dubose, news editor with the AMP Publications team. For us, if you want more resources on our end, you can check out our websites at amp.org, ampp.org for the association, codingscoremag.com for Coding Score Magazine, and materialsperformance.com for Materials Performance Magazine. With those plugs complete, we will end things right here. Thanks as always for listening, and please come back soon for another new episode.